Mike, did you know that FSCJ is changing their mascot?
I didn't even know they had a mascot to begin with.
They were the Blue Wave.
Okay, I do remember the Wave being a part of their name, but...
And before that, they were the Stars.
I don't remember the Stars.
That was a while back. Well, they have it down to a vote.
Oh, okay, so what are the options we got for FSCJ?
Our options are, and this was picked from a list of, I don't know, like 30 different mascot choices. I was a part of the voting process, as I think all students of FSCJ were. But the final three are the Kraken, the Manta Rays, and the Sea Dragons. And you can see the logos that they have here listed. These might not be final, but this is their renderings of them thus far.
I would go with the Sea Dragon.
Sea Dragon, how come?
Kraken is just, I feel like, just a ripoff off the Seattle Kraken. I think it's too late to do that. Manta Ray, very similar to the Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Sea Dragon, you don't really see that unless you see it in a minor league baseball name, personally. But I would go Sea Dragon. My vote.
It's funny you say that because this person says Kraken, Seattle NHL, Manta Ray, killed Steve Irwin.
Okay,
but
fair
they
enough.
Edited it because it was actually a stingray. But
it's still a ray.
Yeah, it's still a ray. And so they said Sea Dragons it is. I'm with you. I think Sea Dragons is the best choice. Kraken, again, is already used.
That's right. If it wasn't used by the Seattle Kraken, I think it would be a very cool name. But I think Seattle Kraken own that name, and they should own it for them because that's a sick name.
Oh, yeah. I think Manta Ray is a close second for me. But this logo that they have on the screen, it makes it look like a bat. I don't know.
It looks like a cartoon.
Well, yeah. I mean, they all do. That's the style these days.
It looks like a dinosaur with the wings. With wings. It literally looks like that.
Yeah, I don't really love what they did with the Manta Ray. So I'm with you on the Sea Dragon. I mean, that's a lot. The Florida State College at Jacksonville Sea Dragons. You know, it's all going to be long no matter what you name them. But, yeah, just thought that was kind of interesting.
What sports does FSCJ have? Or do they participate in?
But not football.
Yeah, football I know because UNF doesn't even do that. Yeah.
They got a pretty damn good baseball team.
Really?
Yeah, they're a feeder to a lot of major colleges. They got a basketball team that's, you know, a community college basketball team. You know,
State college.
Yeah, whatever. They're nothing special, but...
Interesting.
Yeah, no, you can go there and play. I mean, they do scholarships and stuff, so you can further your academic career and whatnot. I mean, I feel like a lot of FSCJ grads will go on to play at UNF, just like TCC was for
FSU
and all the other ones in the state of Florida. But, you know, it is what it is. Good for them. I'm hoping Sea Dragons wins. I think everyone who viewed my post on Reddit almost got 13,000 views. So
what did you write on Reddit?
I posted it and wanted to see what people thought.
It.
Yeah, I just wanted to see what people thought under the Jacksonville subreddit.
Oh, I don't know. You posted that. Okay.
Yeah. I was just having some fun earlier. So, yeah, I posted that. But anyway, episode, golly, 105?
Yep.
Yeah, 105.
Because it's been, the last episode was me and Skylar, or Skylar and I, for the grammatically correct people.
December 13th
or December 12th is when we record. I can't remember the date, but so,
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and it's definitely been a while.
Yeah.
I know after we lost to Cleveland, we were talking about recording.
Yeah, we did.
And we didn't.
We did not.
Because it was right before the Ravens game. I was going out of town, and
I was going to the Ravens game.
I ended up going to the Ravens game, coming back from the airport.
All three of us were at that game.
Yes.
We posted on social media.
Well,
you did not join us for the picture, but I mean, I posted Skylar and I.
Yeah, because there was no way I was going to come down from the 400s to the Bud Zone.
No.
I was too comfortable in my seat.
No. I don't blame you. Not a great game. We, unfortunately, meeting friends and stuff, missed the lone highlight of that game. But yeah. That was the beginning of just the downward spiral. Which
that was in the middle of it.
It was in the middle of it. Yeah, the end was nigh in that situation. So season's over, and we did not make the postseason. Duh. 9-8, your final record, second in the AFC South. Mike, we saw Matt Barkley take a snap. I know it was only one, but like,
Well, to be fair, it was a kneel down against the Panthers.
He came in for another play, too.
Oh, no, he didn't take a knee. Never mind. Did he?
He handed the ball off.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, he did kneel down against the Panthers.
But, I mean, like, the fact that we saw Matt Barkley on the field with the normally, what do you call those? Not superhuman, but when you're durable. Trevor Lawrence, the very durable Trevor Lawrence, who had never missed a game up until that point, misses a game, and it was just the wheels were already off.
Okay,
just heartbreaking.
All right, we obviously recorded a few episodes. This is the first episode of the year,
yeah.
And we had recorded on November 28th. That was episode 102, so three episodes ago.
Mm-hmm.
November 28th, we were 8-3.
Yep.
And we miss the fucking playoff. I'm sorry. I mean, obviously, we've had a month now to recover from the disaster that was from starting 8-3. I'm still pissed off, man. I'm still pissed. Granted, yes, okay, when you're... Dude, we deserve to make the playoffs? Absolutely not.
No,
not the way we ended.
No.
But, man, you can't tell me we could not have beaten Miami... Pittsburgh.
We beat them in the preseason.
We could have probably beat Cleveland. Honestly, that Cleveland game, but this time it would have been in Jacksonville because that's who we would have played.
Oh, God. Well, if Flacco played the way he did in that game, yeah, we would have won that game.
Yeah, and like, it just blows my mind that we could not. We didn't deserve to make the playoffs, whatever. We were a 99% chance to make the playoffs at 8-3. It was after Thanksgiving. We had beaten the Texans. We were number one in the AFC, and we just pissed it all away.
Yep.
Like, there's so much that went wrong with down the stretch. And not enough good, in my opinion, but it led to changes being made along the coaching staff. Mike Caldwell, defensive coordinator, is fired. Press Taylor still inexplicably is still here. Trent Baalke, the biggest confusion of all, is still employed by the Jacksonville Jaguars as of January 17th, 6:24 p.m. Just in case, you know, news breaks while we're recording.
Of course.
Gets fired, which I highly doubt, but one can dream. Yeah, man, this is very disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, losing 4 of 5 and 5 of 6. I'm sorry, losing 5 of 6 is just frustrating.
Yeah.
And Eagles fans are now letting out their frustration after they started off 10-1, had the number one seed, everything locked up, but they only win one game down the stretch. And they lose in the first round in embarrassing fashion.
Did you see what people were posting was the turning point? Sirianni in the tunnel.
Telling Chiefs fans, you like that. What did he say? Chiefs fans, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, they look good.
Yeah,
but they choked it away. But we're not an Eagles podcast. How do you feel about the last 6 games? Obviously, the last 4 because we haven't recorded since. But like,
you hate to be the guy. I hate to be the guy to blame injuries. There was a lot of key injuries. Christian Kirk going down probably being the most heartbreaking. Just
first play of the game against the Browns. Or, I'm sorry, against the Bengals.
I mean, just the way to go too. Oh, ooh. Missing 5 games. Zay Jones missed a lot of the year. Not as important, but still important enough. Trevor Lawrence only missing 1 game, but was visibly injured for most of this back half of the season. Cam Robinson was an important part of the team when he was on the field, but he wasn't. God, like 8 games I think he missed because of suspension for 4 and then injury for the other ones. And Agnew getting hurt and the O-line getting. There was a lot of turnover, and that really did not help this team. We really saw how little depth that we have, and especially at that offensive line position.
And my question to you is, whose fault is that?
That would be a personnel issue, and
yeah.
I think that falls under some guy named Baalke.
That's what I would say, but what do I know? I'm just an idiot football fan who, amongst thousands and thousands of other fans, agree with that idea. But that's just our thought process.
Do you have any thoughts on the 30 turnovers this season? That's the 5th highest in the league. Finished with a -3 turnover differential.
So, I'm having concerns about Trevor Lawrence.
Okay.
I feel like he's turning into someone who absolutely has to play hero ball for this team to win. And that's because the lack of talent on the offensive side of the ball. And what I mean by that is not the skill positions. I'm talking about the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Because the offensive line is not blocking long enough for Trevor Lawrence to make his reads. He's forcing quick throws, forcing mistakes, forcing throws to Calvin Ridley lately, forcing to Christian Kirk. Like, the lack of protection is a problem. Like, everyone saw the meme against the Buccaneers when Trevor's face gets completely smashed, and it looks like...
Not as funny as the Drew Brees one, but yeah.
It's bad, but...
Or the Aaron Rodgers with the
chin mask. Strap. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Rodgers one is always epic because then people made memes with lightsabers coming out of his eyes.
28th in pass block win rate. 24th in run block win rate. Only two players ranked higher than 40th at their respective positions in pass block win rate. Let me say that again. Two players ranked higher than 40th at their respective positions in pass block win rate. And that was Sheriff, who was 14th, and Fortner, who was 31st.
Which is wild because Fortner is not good.
Well, the center, you got to think the center position, you're going to be less likely to be beat around. I think the guards is a little more difficult, which gives Sheriff props for that. But
I give him no props. He stunk this year.
I mean, they all stunk this year. But
except Anton Harrison, in my opinion. But that's another topic. We can talk about that in a minute. But
with the second most runs in the league that went for no gain or a loss.
We had a 120. We had a running game problem. And I don't know if it's ETN or the fact the offensive line couldn't run block long enough. I don't know. ETN had a great start to the year and then cooled off significantly. So I don't know, man. I'm just – this goes back to personnel. I don't understand why we still have Trent Baalke. I'm okay with letting go of Mike Caldwell, but my fear is that he's a scapegoat when the problem lies in the building still.
And I think we've talked about this many times in the past. When there is a hot free agent target out there, we never feel confident that we're even going to be in the running for
because
of Trent Baalke.
Yep, Trent Baalke does not attract talent. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter who you have at quarterback and coach. And it's going to show this offseason when the Jaguars strike out. And I have a very strong gut feeling that we are not going to re-sign Josh Allen. We're going to let him walk or, potentially even worse, franchise him. Because that's going to really piss off Josh Allen. And honestly, he deserves every damn penny he gets because he was a key factor for our defense. He was the best player on our defense, without a doubt, and helped Trayvon Walker develop a little bit. Finally, we asked for that from the beginning of the year. We did ask for Josh Allen to help develop Trayvon. Trayvon got over 10 sacks this year. So, like, it's a problem when Trent – I'm over it, man. I was very upset the first week and a half after the collapse, and definitely over last week. I just like, you know what? We don't deserve the playoffs, especially after seeing the Rams and the Lions play Sunday night.
Yeah.
We don't look like a playoff team, so I'm good with it. And honestly, I'm glad we didn't make the playoffs because we would have been potentially a first round exit against the way the Eagles had their.
And I think the way you look at it, too, is we didn't make the playoffs, and that causes more concern in the front office. Like, hey, you know what? We didn't make the playoffs. We should have made the playoffs. Fans are going to be even more upset. Changes need to be made. I think if we made the playoffs, I don't think Caldwell would have been fired.
I think it depends. Oh, yes, until we lose, and then that's a different conversation. Depends on how we do in the playoffs.
But it's a lot easier to fire a guy because you didn't make the playoffs than making it.
Yep. And I still think they fired the wrong guy. Baalke should be gone. Honestly, as I said earlier, I'm a little concerned about Trevor Lawrence and his inability. Like, he wants to play hero ball, but that's because of lack of talent. Do you agree or disagree with this statement going into next year? If the Jaguars go, let's say, 10-7.
Okay.
They make the playoffs. Actually, you know what? No. Make the playoffs, first round exit. You still clean house.
I agree with that, which means you think they should.
They don't look like world beaters. They don't look like complete shit, but they're just like, and their wins are like squeaking by against like the Titans, who are pretty
bad. Honestly.
And by clean house, I mean, I don't think they're going to clean house, but I think they should. You start fresh, get it done, whatever. I think the only way you don't clean house is if you make the Super Bowl. I don't trust Trent Baalke.
It's really tough. It's really tough because we've gone through so many quick coaching changes. Ah, man.
Okay. How about this? Forget that scenario because that's a tough one. You miss the playoffs. You're 9-8 again.
Yes.
You clean house.
Yeah. Then you.
So the so your cutoff is if you make the playoffs, you try it again. If you don't, you clean house. And by clean house, I mean from general manager down to the water boy.
Yeah. No. And because I'm thinking head coach. I mean, people have. Peterson, of course, we've had all this time because of the offseason starting early for us, but a lot of people have been digging up the Peterson past in Philly and why they ended up wanting to get rid of him. And it's I don't know, it makes me think of, and I know it's a completely different thing, it makes me think of Doug Marrone and how I liked him as a guy, but was he the coach that we needed? No, he wasn't. And at the end of the day, I'm glad we got rid of him. Don't like that we got Urban Meyer, but it was time for him, and I feel like I have attachment issues. I don't want to just shove Doug EP out the door because I think he came back for this job specifically because
of Trevor Lawrence. But I also feel like he kind of came in handicapped because of the dipshit at GM.
And the guy that he promoted to offensive coordinator.
Well, to be fair,
that's him. That's his guy.
I don't think Peterson's ever going to let Press Taylor walk out the door unless it's for a head coaching job. Simple as that.
And did you hear that he was actually getting like interviews?
Not for head coaching,
for other positions?
For offensive coordinator. And technically, the Jags, that was last year. They have the right to block him. So, I mean, we got blocked for. We've gotten blocked for DC coordinator interviews for our current opening to interview other DCs because they can't. So, NFL teams can block interviews if it's for a lateral move. They can't block if it's a promotional one.
I think the only one I've seen is, Wink Martindale? Is that his name? From New York?
He got fired.
Yeah, but I mean, like, that's the only interview I've seen so far.
No, we've been.
Have you seen other ones?
We got another one tomorrow. I think Marquez Manuel or something from the Falcons. Or no, from the Jets, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was like, Falcons?
No.
They got a good defense.
Are interviewing the Falcons DC, I think.
Oh, that'd be a great get, I think.
Because I think, obviously, Falcons fired their head coach, so.
I'm sorry, I just opened my Twitter and draw play Dave. It's just always funny. Okay, so, I mean, they're getting the ball rolling there. The earlier you interview, the earlier you hire, and I'm cool with that.
I'm just curious. Okay, we're in January 17th. Do you personally see that the Jags do fire Trent Baalke in the next month?
No way.
You don't think so?
I don't think they do.
I don't think so either, and it pisses me off. So, I don't know.
Hey, change the subject real quick. Do we have, is it next year that we can change our uniforms?
I don't know, but I feel like we needed to get them. I don't know.
I'm tired of the teal pants. Like, they could have so much more to them. And, like, with the teal socks, it just looks like they're wearing, like, sweatpants. I don't know. I don't love it.
I don't mind them.
Anyway, so we decided before the show that we wanted to give some props to a couple players on the team.
Hang on. Anton Harrison, what the hell? You could have bought a house in the.
Oh. Anton Harrison bought a house, a.k.a. Tonwick.
I've never heard of him
call that. His first home.
Damn it, Anton.
Sorry, long live Dom beat you. He's a UCF alum.
So I don't know how they're related. They're probably related.
They probably know each other, yeah. He had a brace, too, with a shoulder injury.
He had a shoulder injury, so he was playing hurt.
Yeah, so anyway, speaking of Anton Harrison, we were talking about some players that we wanted to give props to and some players that we want to shame, ring the shame bell for that did not play well.
If I could give no players some honor, I would, but there are some that definitely earned it this year.
Agreed.
Because how do you blow an 8-3 start? God damn it, man.
Well,
8-3.
Yes.
You had a 90. You are the number one seed after the Texans game, and you blew it. God, I was furious Sunday afternoon.
I know you were. But anyway.
Two Sundays ago, whenever the hell we played the Titans.
Well, the first guy on this list that I'm giving flowers to, you can't really shame for because he's the long snapper, and that's Ross Matisic.
Pro bowler.
Pro bowler.
All pro.
Forced a fumble. Looks like just like a bro that I'd want to hang out with. I don't know. He just seems like a chill dude. Got to give him props. I mean, he played great. I appreciate what he brought to the long snapping. I mean, he's not Joe Zelenka, but
how do you
but,
evaluate a long snapper?
Well, if you think on punts, they're the gunner. Yeah, they're getting down there quick. So if he's making tackles, I don't really know. Or if he's not punt snapping bad.
I mean, to be honest, I don't remember seeing a bad snap.
No, I can't think of one.
Now, there's a time where the punter – didn't Logan Cook drop one?
I couldn't tell you.
I missed – I think they missed one, but that was against the Browns, I'm pretty sure. But, yeah.
I didn't watch a lot of that game, so – yeah, but he forced and recovered a fumble against Tennessee early in the year. So, props to Ross. That's my first guy I'm giving flowers to. Who's your first guy you're giving flowers to?
Mr. Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
The man had, what do you have, 16 and a half?
17 and a half sacks.
Franchise record for a single season.
Mm-hmm.
The man, I think, is now second all-time amongst Jaguars.
Probably.
I think so. So... yeah, Josh Allen absolutely deserves it. In a contract year, he showed up and showed out big. So yeah. I think he deserves a long-term deal in Jacksonville. I hope it's in the 4 or 5 year, $120 million contract range. I would love to see him stay here long-term. It'd be nice to actually have a player we drafted stay in Jacksonville.
Oh, that'd be so nice.
And not test the waters.
Not go be Quincy Williams and go be a All pro.
Yeah, so it would be nice to have someone. And honestly, I was listening to Prisco and Baselli, and they were going off names. I can't remember who they said was the last one, but who was the last Jaguar that they drafted that signed a second deal here in Jacksonville? It's been a long time.
You know it?
I can't remember, but I want to say it was Mercedes Lewis.
Golly, that's scary.
I want to say, but I could be wrong. But yeah, Josh Allen absolutely deserves the payday. And hopefully he does stay in Jacksonville a very long time.
Jeez. Man, that hurts my heart thinking about. Well, I'm going with another guy that I think was a first-round pick, 27th overall, from Oklahoma, Anton Harrison. I'm giving him flowers for the season that he had. He was thrust into the starting position because of Ding Dong and his suspension and played every game, started every game. And I appreciate what he did on the field. He had some of the best numbers. I'm not good with numbers, remembering them. But Demetrius Harvey, I know, did a lot of good talk about what he did for the team this year. And I love to hear that. I love to hear one O-lineman that actually played pretty well. So thank you, Anton Harrison, for what you did. Hopefully for years to come, you'll be doing the same. And your last guy.
My last guy is Foyisade Oluokun.
Yes.
The guy is an absolute stud, man. He is always there making tackles. I don't believe he led the league in tackles this year.
He did not, no.
So his quest for a three-peat did end this year, but the man's an absolute beast. He finished actually fourth in tackles, 10 behind leader Bobby Wagner, who is an absolute legend.
Wait, so he finished 10 behind the guy who had the most?
Yes.
Damn.
Yeah.
You know how many missed tackles he had this year?
Don't tell me he had 11.
He had 22.
Oh, well. Okay.
Which was tied for the most in the NFL.
Yeah, so he could have had it, but, I mean, it's okay. Oluokun was an absolute baller. He is an MVP. If it wasn't for him, God knows what our defense would look like because our secondary is complete trash, which we'll be touching on in a minute.
yes.
But, yeah. Foyisade Oluokun, everyone calls him. Foyisade Oluokun was a defensive MVP and honestly has been worth every goddamn penny we signed him to last offseason.
Oh, yeah. No, every year he's been here, it was 2 years, he's had over 100, almost had 200 his last year in Atlanta. So thank you, Foyisade, for what you bring to the table.
Yes.
Now, when you're talking about missed tackles and our secondary, yeah, I'm going to go with our first shame bell goes to Rayshon Jenkins. Could go to both safeties, but I picked Rayshon just because he was down in almost every category this year from last year. Just didn't really do anything to make me happy, and he missed a lot of tackles too. He got beat a lot. He was out of position a lot. There was way too many wide open guys downfield because of him missing his assignment or just being out of position. So, yeah, Rayshon Jenkins, a nice middle finger to you. I appreciate for what you did last year, especially in that Cowboys game. But this year, You didn't show me what I wanted to see.
By the way, a comment real quick about the extension for picks that we've drafted.
Yes.
So it wasn't players overall, because I did forget we did re-sign Devon Hamilton, but the comment was about first-round picks. And tell me if any of these names you recall signing a long-term deal. Obviously, I'm not going Harrison, Lloyd, Trayvon, Etienne, Lawrence, not going them. Chaisson, C.J. Henderson, Josh Allen, Taven Bryan, Leonard Fournette, Jalen Ramsey, Dante Fowler, Blake Bortles. Oh, it was Blake Bortles. That was the quarterback. That was the person. Before that, Luke Jokel, Justin Blackman, Blaine Gabbert, Tyson Alualu. I think it was Alualu then. Eugene Monroe, Derek Harvey, Reggie Nelson, Mercedes Lewis. So, yeah, it's been a long time. It's been bad. Blake Bortles, so that was 10 years ago.
That's bad.
Anyway.
Your first shame?
My first shame is going to have to be Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence took a massive step back this year. Granted, some can argue because of play calling. Some can argue because of decision making. Some can argue because of injuries. It's a multitude of all three. He looked terrible this year. He did not throw touchdowns as well as he should have.
He only did 21? Yeah.
Yeah. So he... many forms of miscommunication with him and his receivers, whatever. But, man, some of those were just like, Trevor Lawrence just made some dumb decisions. Why are you throwing it? Just throw it away.
Yeah.
Just throw the ball away.
In your third year in the league, you shouldn't be making some of the throws that he was throwing. 14 picks.
Yeah.
He had 8 last year.
Like, there's now ever, there's more and more people screaming to see if, is Trevor Lawrence the franchise quarterback? Is he?
Yeah.
And granted, yeah. I can't count his first year. I still stand by that. I go to my death.
I'm with you on that. I'll ride that train
with you. His second year, a.k.a. his first year, was great. This year was not great. Some argue it could be a sophomore slump. Maybe. But, man, he looked bad this year at moments. In some moments, he looked like, okay, what the hell was that throw? It was amazing. Mm-hmm. That's the Trevor Lawrence we know and saw in Clemson. Now, will it change over this offseason? I don't know. But mark my words, this is the most critical offseason of Trevor Lawrence's career.
Agreed.
If he struggles next year, he is not getting an extension in Jacksonville. But they do have to pick up that fifth-year option in the offseason. So I expect him to be in Jacksonville for another 2 years at least. So we'll see.
He had 2 games with over 300 yards passing. The first one is the Buffalo game, 315. And the second one was Houston, 364.
And that Houston was the second game, correct?
Yes. The Houston was the second one, correct.
Yeah, he doesn't throw the ball. He doesn't go deep. And that's another thing that goes back to play calling. I don't know if it's because of play calling or the offensive line.
And also, yeah, offensive line. And some of the receivers that we have aren't the guys that are just going to run down there and go catch the ball.
And can we stop with we miss Marvin Jones. Marvin Jones literally just retired.
I've not heard
that. Like, he's done. I've heard it way too much. Crazy. Like, Marvin Jones is better than Calvin Ridley. I'm like, stop. Stop.
Yeah.
So, yes, it's not because of Marvin Jones that Trevor Lawrence is struggling. Granted, Marvin Jones is a very good player, or was a good player. He retired. But, like, come on. Calvin Ridley is Calvin Ridley.
Yeah.
So,
my next shame is going to be Luke Fortner. Luke Fortner. Let's look at his offensive grades here. So, his offensive grade was 44.3. That was 36th out of qualifying 37 centers. His pass block grade, 54.9, 21st out of 36 centers. And his run block grade was 37th out of 37 centers.
Bro, he was bad.
He was really, really freaking bad.
And honestly, the play that defined his season was that 4th-and-1 call against the Titans when Trevor Lawrence tried to do a QB sneak.
Yes.
As soon as he snapped it, he got bullied.
Which, I won't even get into it.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, if they had spotted the ball correctly, he would have been closer.
I don't know why the Jags did not challenge that.
Yeah, anyway. But, Luke Fortner just was a revolving door, just really looked weak out there and just really was not the anchor that Big Lips Meester was back in the day. Missed that guy. And I miss who was our last center that retired?
Brandon Linder.
Man, yes. I loved Linder. But we get spoiled with 2 centers. I guess we couldn't get a third. So who's your next one?
Mine is Tyson Campbell.
There you go.
Tyson Campbell did not play well this year. He got beat way too often. He only really had 1 highlight this year, and that was the pick against Anthony Richardson early in the year. Mm-hmm. But other than that, he did not play good. He got beat way too often, got hurt, so I do cut him some slack. But, man, when the Jaguars tried putting him in after being hurt, it was a disaster. He got torched by Ja'Marr Chase.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Like, that game, I remember watching. I'm like, oh, that's not a good game. Like, Ja'Marr Chase absolutely went the hell off on us.
Yeah, you don't rush a hamstring for a guy that's going to potentially get beat, but that's what they did. That was not a great look for Tyson this year.
No, it was rough, but, I mean, Ja'Marr, like I said, he had 11 for 149 and one. That 176-yard bomb was just a go route. He got beat. So, yeah, Tyson Campbell and Trevor Lawrence, there's a common factor between them. Tyson, they actually held out of multiple games. They did okay without Tyson Campbell.
Yeah, 11 games for Tyson.
He played 11. And I think they won 3 of the 5, whatever. They rested him. However, his injury was a hamstring. Trevor, when he got hurt, is when it kind of went sideways.
Yep.
And personally, I think they should have not started. They should have not played him after he got the concussion.
No, they shouldn't have.
Because it was first the knee early in the year. Then the bye week came, and then what was the next injury? Was it the ankle? Yeah, the ankle against the Bengals. The Bengals game. Just don't play them the next week. You'll be fine. The Browns game was a wash. We lost anyways. Trevor looked like complete dog shit.
Yeah. And then
he got hurt.
Yeah, he got hurt again.
Concussed.
So.
And then he came back.
Yeah.
And then he got hurt again. Then he hurt his shoulder. Then missed the week. Like, if you did not play him against the Browns, I think he would have been fine. But no. That goes also up to Peterson being an idiot. So, I don't know if it's Peterson or Lawrence pressuring the situation or what, but
or Jesus just the Christ. Lack of trust in Beathard.
This season Excuse was a me. Complete
Beathard. Sorry.
Disaster. So, I'm just glad the season's over with. 2023 is done. We are putting in the rearview mirror with clown masks on, so I mean,
the honorable mentions for giving the flowers is Trayvon Walker, who had 10 sacks. Parker Washington played well in necessary situations. And our shame could have been anybody, but we had Devin Lloyd, who
Devin Lloyd, I put him as my shame because he made some bad plays, missed some assignments. Like, he looked lost at some parts of the year. I was like, I don't know if he's catching on.
And mine is Chad Muma, who just couldn't see the field because he sucks so bad.
So guess what? Linebacker.
Yeah.
So also, you can make a honorable mention for a sham. Not even shame. They don't deserve that E. Rayshon Jenkins, what the hell? He sucks. Missed so many tackles.
Rayshon Jenkins was one of my shames.
Oh, I was too busy. Yeah. Bad he was.
It's okay. I wanted to do one more time before we put the nail in the coffin.
I think I was looking up the.
You were looking up the thing that you interrupted with about the.
Oh, first round picks. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, the highest rusher in some of the games this season. I just want to go through a few of these. Atlanta, ETN. Most of these are going to be ETN unless I specify otherwise. 55 yards. 55 yards against Indianapolis the second time we played them. 59 yards, that was T-Law against New Orleans.
Yikes.
35 yards in the San Francisco just dog shit game.
Trevor
had 185 yards passing that game. 52 yards for ETN the next week, Tennessee at home. 56 at Houston. 45 Cincinnati. Here comes the losing games. 45 ETN, 35, 41 Lawrence, 29.
Yeah. It was bad.
Then you get the 100-yard rushing against
Carolina. The running game completely disappeared after the bye week. Completely. Yeah. Grant, running game, ETN was a factor, but, man, he just struggled. I don't know what it is. Maybe he's hurt. I don't know. But
well, again, a lot of O-line woes. If you can't even get to the line of scrimmage, it's hard to find the hole. So
yeah, that's true.
He had 1,000 yards still. I'll give him that. 11th in the league.
I guess props to that. But
yeah, 9th in touchdowns with 11 at his position. But still, 267 carries, 4th in the league.
I got a question for you that's not related to ETN, but it's related to the offense.
Go for it.
Do you bring back Calvin Ridley? This is obviously January 17th. Again, I'm bringing up the date because I really hope Bucky gets fired in the next few minutes. But look, obviously, we have 2 months of recording, maybe before free agency, but before that decision is made. But do you think we re-sign him? Do you bring him back?
I watched a three-minute montage, I think, of all of the almost.
Whoa.
Jesus.
Whoa. Keith had a little tickle in his throat. A
little frog in my throat. Hang on. I got the water here real quick.
But yeah, I'm iffy on Ridley, but I want to hear what Keith says.
A 3-minute montage of almost touchdowns from Trevor Lawrence this season. In like 2 out of the 3 minutes was all Ridley missing toe taps and dropping balls that probably should have been caught. Not all of them were easy, but in the situations he should have made the catch. With that being said, I'm iffy too, but I still say bring him back. It's his first year back after being suspended. Yes, he said, you know, all the talk that he had, he was really high on himself. He didn't perform where he should have been, but I still think you bring him back on maybe a 1, maybe 2 year deal max and see what he can do for you. Do I think he's a number one? No, but I think he's still a guy that can do good stuff for us.
I'm so indifferent right now. I don't know. The second round price is very costly to me.
Yeah, it's not like we keep anybody we draft, though.
I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Oh, geez, I don't know, man.
I'm just ready to get past the season. The season's in the rearview mirror. Mirror. I can't even speak.
You sound like me normally.
Rearview mirror. And it's on the 2024.
Yes. 2024 is going to be a better year for all of us. And it's also a better year for Nerdy Nuts. That's right. Dimes on Duval is brought to you in part by Nerdy Nuts. They are the gourmet peanut butter company that we have been very thankful to have as a sponsor for so long. You think peanut butter, you're like, what? What's going on here? It's just peanut butter. No, they have crazy ones, including their drop this Sunday at 7 p.m. It's going to be strawberry French toast, banana cream pie, fudgeon cake, salted caramel cheesecake, 7-layer dip, bougie brownie, northern delights, and reindeer tracks. Oh, and ghosted. I'm sorry. So they're in the new year. They're bringing back a lot of some of the favorites from last year. So be sure to check them out. We might be doing a giveaway, so be on the lookout. Maybe in a future episode here, we will be giving away a $20 Nerdy Nuts coupon. So keep your listening ears ready. We might have a code word. We might have a post on social media. Something that we might do to try and get you all to enter in our contest to win a $20 Nerdy Nuts coupon. But if you are impatient, you don't want to wait. You want to get your peanut butter now. It looks so good that you just can't wait. Go ahead, use our promo code DIMES10, D-I-M-E-S, and the number 1 and 0. DIMES10 will get you 10% off your purchase. Basically covers the shipping cost for you. So go ahead and use that. Get your Nerdy Nuts delivered to your doorstep as quickly as they can. Actually, Mike, it's kind of funny. They've been a little delayed because of all the snowstorms that have been going on in the Midwest right now. They're in South Dakota, so they're getting slam, so they're like, please be patient with us, we're in a snowstorm. I'm like, oh yeah, you know, you're forgiven. But yeah, get your Nerdy Nuts and use our promo code and we will thank you
personally. So yeah, some people are not like you. You're forgiving and understanding. Some people are still begging for their Nerdy Nuts orders.
Well, yeah, people are not like me, you know. I'm special, Mike.
No comment.
Anyway, it is 6:55 p.m., and Trent Baalke is still employed, so I know Mike's unhappy, but I think that's going to do it for us. You got anything else you want to add?
Nope. I am good. I am ready for football season to be over with, because holy shit.
Yeah, I mean, okay, let's do this. Pick one team to ride with for the rest of the playoffs. I'm going Green Bay, obviously, because that's an easy one for me.
I was going to say, you're going Green Bay. Part of me wants to go Lions because of my future in-laws.
I like the Lions, too, honestly. I don't really care that they're a rival of the Packers.
I'm going to go Lions or Ravens, one of those two.
Okay, yeah, and Ravens, too. I'd be cool with the Ravens. So, all right, there you have it.
Who do you not want to win the Super Bowl? For me, I don't want the Chiefs or Bills.
Definitely not the Chiefs. Or the Texans. Definitely not the Bills. Or definitely the not the Texans. I don't want the 49ers either.
I don't mind the 49ers.
Fans are annoying. That's
because Green Bay fans deal with them all the time.
Yeah, it's funny. It's like we have the Cowboys number.
They have your
the
number.
The Packers have the Cowboys number. San Francisco has the Packers number. I can't see the
Green But that's Bay also when can. It's when Aaron Rodgers was the quarterback, to be fair.
This is true. This is very true. Who knows what will happen? We will be back again next week.
Send me this article that you're looking at. Send me this article you're looking at.
Oh, this Mike DiRocco article. You got it.
Why the Jaguars went from the AFC to missing the playoffs. Good Lord.
You got it. Thank you all for tuning in to this episode of Dimes on Duval. He's Mike Yazji. I am Keith Manzi. We will catch you next time. Go Jags.
Fire, Balky. Please. Please.